Good morning, Abacos. This is Lorraine on Scaramouche. I'll be your net anchor this morning, and I'm standing by in case there's somebody out there that would like to register for today's net. Peg, I can just about make you out. Try that again. Light copy, can't read you. Heard one foot chop and something about some white caps. Nope, can't read you. You can shoot me an email, I'll update the passages.
Lorraine. Come back, Lorraine.
Pat?
Flying Pig says that he's at what I assume is the south end of Lynyrd's Quay. He can see Little Harbor Bar, and he says there is, it looks good with a light chop in the Sea of Abaco and the occasional white cap.
Great, thanks for the relay.
He's going to skip the email.
Roger that, thanks. Okay, we'll start the net in less than a minute, and I'll get down to 16 and see if we can get some folks to join us. Good morning, Abacos. This is Lorraine on Scaramouche, along with Captain Bob and our sidekick Morningstar. We are broadcasting from Elbow Quay. Today is Wednesday, the 14th of August, 2019. And if you're calling in today, just remember to put your radio on high power so we can hear you, and make sure that you use your call signs, and I'll make sure I get you in some kind of an order. I'll repeat anything that sounds faint, and I'll try to leave a space in case I miss something. You can let me know, or relay for somebody that I may not hear. As always, we're here to promote safety, friendship, and message handling. All right, let's start you off with our weather for our area here in the Abacos. We'll get that from barometerbob.org and supplement it with the Bahamas Department of Meteorology. Starting off, our synopsis, that surface ridge that's extending a Bermuda high, persisting across central Bahamas to the Straits of Florida, that's going to continue through the end of the week, and that's going to maintain gentle to moderate winds north of 22 north and more moderate to fresh winds south of 22 north. Thankfully, no tropical cyclones expected over the next several days. And from the Department of Meteorology, we've got that ridge to our south, maintaining the southwest to south wind flow right into today, Wednesday, and a broad trough in our region will continue to enhance any threats for showers and thunderstorms. And looking at the radar out of Nassau, a lot of showers running up the Straits of Florida across the eastern end of Grand Bahama and the northern tip of Great Abaco Island. A small amount of feedback coming on the radar on the western side of Abaco, but right now we're looking relatively sunny skies this morning. And if you missed getting up early this morning around 4 a.m., before sunrise, the Perseid meteor shower. A little hard to see because of the full moon, but now is the time of the year that it happens. Okay, got you that information. Let's get you what our forecast looks like for today, Wednesday. We do have some of that patchy rain possible, but it's a low chance and looking like mostly scattered and heavier clouds mostly offshore right now. So we've got south winds. I'm going to give it a call that it'll be anywhere between south to southeast, under 7 knots, light and variable most of the day with sunny skies and a mix of clouds this afternoon. Possible moderate to heavy rain showers in the forecast for Thursday morning with south-southwest winds around 10 knots and patchy rain possible in the afternoon. Again, south-southwest winds becoming south to southeast, but mostly under 10 knots. And they're calling for some thundery outbreaks possible on Thursday late evening. And some patchy light rain Friday morning with some thunder coming in. South-southeast winds around 13 knots, dropping to about 10 or 11 knots, and then shifting to the east-southeast most of the afternoon on Friday. Friday with sunny, clear skies. Then on Saturday, some partly cloudy skies, southeast winds 10 knots or less, becoming east-southeast later in the evening and overnight Saturday. And easterly winds 8 knots on Sunday and east-southeast on Monday. Forecast ahead. Okay, I don't know about you, but now it starts to bum me out that sun rises at 6:43 in the morning and sunset is at 7:45 p.m. Always liked it when the sun came up earlier. But here's our tides for today. Right now, 2 minutes past, high tide at 8:17 a.m. and low tide at 2:27 this afternoon. High tide tonight at 8:41 p.m. Tomorrow, high tide at 8:57 in the morning and low tide in the afternoon at 3:07 p.m. If you're thinking about moving and sailing your way back to Florida, let's take a look at the Gulf Stream crossing conditions. From NOAA, we've got south winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet every 4 seconds, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And as I said, that band of showers is coming right up the Florida Straits and will probably affect the crossing stream area. And then tonight, southwest winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet, going out to a longer 10-second period, but you still have that chance of thunderstorms and showers. Thursday, south winds 10 knots, seas down to 1 to 2 feet, and down to 5 to 10 knots by Friday evening. Seas remain 1 to 2 feet. Still a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's the summertime, South Florida. And if you're looking to move about for the weekend, south winds 5 to 10 knots, seas 1 to 2 feet, and southeast about 5 knots on a Sunday, 1 to 2 feet. So weekend travel doesn't look so bad either, but again, just watch out for showers and thunderstorms possible. And like we said, we've got nothing on the tropical weather outlook, so right now we're still benefiting from a bit of Saharan dust that are knocking down any development out of these tropical waves that typically come off the coast of Africa. Okay, that's what we have for you to start you off, and now we will check around our local sea conditions. This morning, Flying Pig called in, and we got a relay. They're down by the southern end of Lynyrd Key, so the southern Sea of Abaco, they're reporting, has a bit of a chop and some occasional white caps at Little Harbor Cut that looks fairly good today. If we have anyone else who can give us an observation here at the hub of Abaco between Marsh Harbor, Guana Key, or down here by Elbow Key for Sea of Abaco. Nothing heard. All right, how about any of the cut reports starting up at Whale Key and moving its way down to the south? Anyone have some cut reports for us? That would include North or South Man of War. Anyone got a look at Tulu Cut or North Bar? Nothing heard. Okay. Summertime, just watch as you're going in and out for pop-up showers. Any convection or increased winds with passing showers. So have a good day and move about and enjoy. As always, we'll remind you, you're the captain of the vessel. Decisions are always yours and yours alone. And as I said, right now the moisture looks like it's all southern Bahamas and offshore, and then that's that band of showers that's coming up from the southeast to the northwest. Oh, I'm sorry, southwest to northeast and moving north, it looks. All right, let's see if we've got any community announcements this morning. Any community announcements? Okay, all quiet. How about any invitations this morning? All right, as a reminder, this is the wind-down week at Pete's Pub down in Little Harbor. I believe they are open for lunch through the weekend, and dinner, I believe, on Friday, Saturday is on the schedule, and they will be closing for the season after this Sunday. And if you find yourselves over at Marsh Harbor, don't forget Napa's Bar and Grill, I believe Wednesday, if they've got things going on over there. They have the extended happy hour, and on the plus side, I believe, Chef Does Sushi on Wednesday nights. Anyone else for invitations? All right, how about some open mic in case you've got something to say? We'll open the mic for you for celebrations, comments, suggestions, arrivals, departures. Okay, nothing heard. Anything we missed for today's net, let us know. Anyone make out that station? It's coming in scratchy on my end.
The caller wants to know if there's live music anywhere on the keys this week.
Ah, okay. Live music. Good question. You know, sometimes Sea Spray down at White Sound's got some live music on Elbow Key. I believe over at Snappa's they typically have an acoustic night and DJ's music over the weekend. And if we hear of anything else, we'll let you know. Okay, thank you. All right, that's what we've got for you today. I will tell you that it's International Lizard Day, so if you see the curly tails out there, you thank them for eating the bugs and being part of the food chain for the kestrels. As always, thank you for taking the time to listen to the Cruisers Net. Remember, please use Channel 68 as your calling station. And then just take your conversation to a working channel. But please don't use 2270-7277 or 80. Those are the working channels for police, fire, and rescue. As always, Channel 16 remains reserved for distress, safety, and hailing, and the one you need to use to call for help. Hopefully you don't need to do so, but do use Channel 16 for that purpose. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Stay well hydrated. Wear your reef safe sunblock, and have a great day out on the water. The Cruisers Net is clear.